You're now listening to the Talking Pictures Podcast, broadcasting from sunny Orange County, California. Filmmaker, journalist, and film historian, Paul Booth.
Aloha. Welcome to Talking Pictures with Paul Booth. Happy to be here today. I'm in a music mood. I was just listening to the Stones. I'm in a musical mood, so I'm going to hit you with a great music movie, Ray, starring Jamie Foxx as Ray Charles. He won the Oscar in 2005 for this performance. It is incendiary. Beautiful, wonderful film. There's tons of music, and don't say it's a Ray Charles movie. It should be, but so many biopics kind of cheat us, right? We wait for that song or we wait for that thing, and this was just like wonderful. Six Oscar nominations. It won two, sound mixing and Jamie Foxx. It was up for Best Picture, directed by Taylor Hackford, who is best known for An Officer and a Gentleman, that cheesy Joe Cocker song. And then a wonderful movie slash concert film, Chuck Berry, Hail, Hail, Rock and Roll. I highly suggest you check it out, even if you just want to see the funny backstage antics between a very young Keith Richards and Chuck Berry, the man himself. So Ray, of course, Ray Charles, this is so great. Of course, from the beginning of his life, is traveling the Chitlin circuit. That was the deemed for African American music, or as they called it race records back then. And Jamie Foxx actually glued his eyes shut to do this performance when he was on camera. So I love Pacino and I respect the hell out of his performance in Scent of Woman, playing with his eyes open, a blind man. But Jamie Foxx just hit something here. He got to meet Ray Charles. Ray Charles died while this film was being shot or edited. I know that was one of the things. He was part of developing it and had to okay Jamie Foxx and play with him. This movie, pacing's great. Cinematography's great. Music lovers, it's such a treat. I mean, of course, I've got a woman. Sorry, it wasn't Kanye's beat for She Ain't a Gold Digger or whatever from 2004. It was so overplayed. Not going to get into Kanye. Sorry that I even wasted years with that. Of course, Georgia on my mind, but what was really cool about this movie, what was personal about it, was that it showed the man and not the myth, the legend. It wasn't like, hey, here's the music that your grandpa liked or your grandma or even now your great grandma. This was just straight up, this is Ray, and really cool. And it is timely. I guess I didn't notice that until I started talking about it, Chitlin Circuit and all that. But this was just, it is on HBO. So for you HBO lovers, I'm an HBO nut. You can check this out. And I always say this, but if you have to do a free trial, do it. I mean, what does it hurt? Do it. Check out Ray on HBO. The other thing I wanted to say about this movie is just it never condescends. It lets you enter where you enter, which is really what music is about. Whether you know everything about the Rolling Stones, or you just discovered Exile on Main Street, or you just got into Goat's Head Soup, or you find, like me, I found a rare song the other night that I didn't know was on Exile on Main Street. So it made me realize and want to talk about this film because it just really lets you in and lets you roll with what Ray's going through. There's some surprises. I don't know what dramatic liberties were taken, obviously. There was never a big hoopla like, that wasn't Ray Charles, or he never did that. The family approved. His son was one of the producers, so that pretty much sums it up. So many things I could say here about the way he revolutionized soul and funk and bringing what they call devil music into rock and roll. Really important figure. He also, I was going to tell you something else. It's very relevant to the times, but it would spoil a big part of the movie and Ray Charles' life. So I'll leave it at that. I'm going to suggest you check out Ray on HBO. Sorry, it's not available for rent, but like I said, this is worth a free trial. I do so many free trials. Amazon busted me once and told me to stop doing free trials. So I'm going to leave it with that. Take care. Please love each other. Peace. Aloha. And you know my motto, whether it's morning, afternoon, night, or whatever other time of crazy day you've found during this COVID thing, make sure and watch a good movie. Aloha.
Thank you for listening to the Talking Pictures Podcast, real conversation and movie-induced inspiration.